This is New England Public Media. A rise in COVID-19 cases followed easing of restrictions. Could mandates be coming back? I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. As we do most Mondays, we've got Matt Murphy from the State House News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Carrie.
Last week, we saw some communities on Cape Cod implement mask advisories after a spike in COVID cases there. And Governor Charlie Baker says he's not planning another statewide return to masking. In the past, Baker has put restrictions in place and required residents to mask up. So do you get the sense that in hindsight, the governor has shifted his views about much of the benefit and or drawbacks of a mask mandate?
Well, I think with what you saw in Provincetown, you're likely to see in other parts of the state should other severe clusters pop up. But in regards to the governor's reaction, I think what you're seeing is less a shift in his view towards the efficacy of masks and more his belief in the efficacy of vaccines. He feels that the state has worked hard to get people vaccinated, that vaccines work, and that the state is following the guidance, particularly the guidance that comes from agencies like the CDC, revolving around what fully vaccinated people can do safely. Now, I know Dr. Fauci and others in the federal government and the Biden administration have said they are beginning to look at mask mandates again, even for the vaccinated, perhaps indoors. And should some new guidance come out, I think we would look to see if the governor responds to that. But for right now, the governor says the statewide mask mandate will remain as it is, advising people who are unvaccinated to wear masks, but that it is safe for everyone else to go about their business. And that includes schools coming up this fall. The governor has long been a proponent that schools can resume in-person instruction safely as long as they follow safety protocols, get vaccinated, and maintain things like social distance.
Last week, the Massachusetts House again passed sports betting legislation. Now, the pressure's on for state senators who have yet to put sports betting onto their calendar. Matt, so many other states have already jumped on board with sports betting and with sports teams back in action, cheered on by fans and stands. What is it that's holding up Massachusetts lawmakers?
Yeah, I think at this point, since the 2018 Supreme Court ruling, there are now about 30 states that have legalized sports betting within their borders. That includes neighbors of Massachusetts, New York, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Hampshire. This year could be the year for Massachusetts. At least advocates hope so. The House, for the second session in a row, passing legislation legalizing sports betting. And this year, for the first time, we've seen the Senate more seriously consider a proposal. Senator Eric Lesser, who chairs the committee looking into this issue, has filed his own bill that has been reported favorably out of committee to the Senate. He has said he believes he and his colleagues are ready to take action this session. Now, it may be unlikely. The start of the NFL sports season has often been the line that people have tried to look at as a deadline. That may be a long shot, but I think we are looking at a possible vote in the Senate this year. The question is, can they resolve their differences involving things like college sports betting and whether it should be allowed in Massachusetts?
The mayor of Springfield's written to lawmakers urging them to support legislation clamping down on illegal fireworks. Now, a city councilor told Mass Live that the city of Holmes had 3,300 fireworks-related complaints in 2020. State law fines those in possession of fireworks $100. So, broadly, what changes are in that bill under consideration by lawmakers?
Yeah, fireworks, not a new problem in Massachusetts where they remain illegal, but cities have seen big upticks, especially during COVID. Cities like Boston, cities like Springfield, Mayor Sarno saying it's a real problem, not just for the noise and disruption they cause, but also fire hazards and public health. The Judiciary Committee on Tuesday will hear a bill filed by Rep. Susan Gifford that would substantially increase penalties for the sale, the use, and the possession of fireworks. Some cases tenfold, from as little as $100 to as much as $1,000 if you are found in possession or using fireworks in a city like Springfield.
And that's separate from the sparkler legalization bill.
Yes, that is a separate legislation. We have seen lawmakers in the past try to legalize some types of fireworks. That's often pitched as a job creator and a competitiveness issue from lawmakers who reside in districts along the border when people go to New Hampshire, buy their fireworks, bring them back across state lines. But that is not something that we've seen gain much traction in past years.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. As always, thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill and 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from New England Public Media at our website, nepm.org/podcast hub. This is New England Public Media.